You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Reddit, do you actually like? Is Reddit a destination for you, or do you only find it if you get linked to it?
Very rarely do I go to Reddit.
Brad?
I actually started partaking in Reddit a little more over the past month. But before that, it was like hardly ever. Now it's almost daily.
I'm addicted to it.
Why?
If you get the right subreddits, whoo.
I think the anonymity of it and. I mean, like, okay, if you're going to go, let's take a stroll through the social media platforms real quick. What is Facebook today?
It is a platform that is mostly for keeping up with people you don't talk to very often, and it's for older people.
I don't think that's the case. I don't see posts from people who I want to see posts from. I see the groups that I'm involved in and ads.
That's fair.
Everything mm-hmm. in my Facebook, and I have, like, I don't know, 1,000 or something friends.
Drag.
I was, yep, you're darn right. I don't like most of them. Just kidding. Friends with you on there.
Mm-hmm. You see, I post on there once a week
you
or so.
You post on it more than I do.
Yeah.
I like think to myself, I need to share photos because I want them to come up in my memories.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
when I post, when I post something, it's really more so that I can remember that it happened and I don't mind that other people are going to know that it did. I see. The majority of stuff I see is from my Facebook groups, which are local swap and sell, Disney World traveling things, Southwest Airlines traveling things, and cricket.
Cricket?
Cricket.
Yeah. How I make things. My cricket.
Oh, okay.
And like t-shirt stuff. Or how people make crafty things.
Not the doll from the
80s. My wife makes cards.
The doll from the 80s.
Yeah, it's a cricket doll. Yeah, it was for girls.
Is that why you had it?
I didn't have one. No.
Yeah. You know an awful lot about it.
My buddy.
I did not have a My Buddy. I did have a Cabbage Patch doll, though.
Did you?
Yeah. His name was Sam. I was 4.
Samantha?
Mm-hmm. No, just Sam. He was a boy. I was a boy.
What?
So. Boys didn't get dolls. We just got Cabbage Patch Kids.
Sam was an action figure.
Sam was an action figure.
That you could snuggle at night.
I would snuggle him.
Keep you safe.
We would talk. I would do most of the talking. He was a good listener. And then we would go fight monsters.
I don't want to interrupt. But I was going to ask you about...
I'm not done.
Instagram.
Oh, okay, fine.
I did say I needed to waste time. Instagram is what?
A platform.
Good. Yeah.
Bikini pics.
What?
Yeah.
Yours?
No.
You're on there.
No.
What do people get when they get onto your Instagram? Bikini pics?
Yeah. Good ones, too. No.
Two-piece?
What is a bikini. On my homepage?
You can't have a one-piece bikini if you're a guy.
Mainly.
No. If Donald Trump is the president, everything is real now. Two pieces of bikini.
I only wear a one piece when I go swimming. Because I'm modest. Brad?
I wear a two piece.
Okay.
It's more, and more trunks and, uh-huh. And a tank top. But okay. Yeah. Two piece. Not the full bikini.
Okay. So when you post those pictures, do people go, "Wah, two piece"?
Well, it just depends on what angle I give them.
Ryan.
What angle I give them. And
you know, Brad's all about the clicks.
Mm-hmm.
25 reasons your boss sucks.
I usually put
you're
something
not going to believe
like,
number five.
Something like, if this post gets 50,000 likes, I'll take it down.
Instagram is about photos, and that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do people, like, what percentage do you use Instagram? You use Instagram probably the most.
I scroll it for the, like, when I get bikini on the scroll. Pics? Yeah, for the bikini pics. No, for the funny reels. That's where I send most of the funny, that's where I get most of the funny videos I send you guys. At least the ones I think are funny.
What percentage of your Instagram feed is people you know in real life?
I am not really on Instagram.
Neither
so
am I.
Just Brad. I'd say 100%.
For his bikini pics.
He follows me for the bikini pics.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, what social media do you use to connect with people you know?
Facebook is it. That's the only one.
And it's not even, I would say that it's well less than 50% of what I consume is from people I actually know.
Yeah, and about 80% of the people on Facebook never post anything. And then 20% post everything. So it's the same few people.
Or is that just what the algorithm has served you?
I have no idea.
Same. If Facebook got back to personally connecting people, it would win because I don't think that social media exists right now. X is about crap posting all of the time.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, though.
Yeah, I love it. I'm on it.
I'm addicted
a lot.
To X right now because of all the news.
And then YouTube is video-based, of course, but like you can spend a lot of time watching YouTube shorts, and it could be about anything. Reddit is, in my opinion, the only place you can actually go, unless I'm overlooking something, the only place you can actually go to have super in-depth, deep-dive discussions about any topic mm-hmm. that exists. And, you can people suck, so maybe sometimes the conversations go in a dark way. But, if the anonymity on Reddit allows people to discuss things that aren't normally discussed, like the topic I sent you guys last.
It's the bathroom stall wall of the internet. And
even a little deeper than
anonymous
that.
Anonymous posting.
The headline.
That used to be where you'd post anonymously.
I mean, there are threads on Reddit that are just pictures of license plates that people couldn't figure out. I love those. I lay there and I think about it and I'm going to figure it out. And then I'm like, oh, heck, I'll just read the comments. And then the first comment answers it. I'm like, well, that was obvious. Why didn't I try harder? Then I feel like a failure. And then I complain about it on Reddit for feeling like a failure. We're such a digital society right now, but everything you do online, everything that most people do online seems to be to like, you're just branding yourself. Which is why like in Facebook, this is a little peek into the mind of myself. I don't want to put stuff out on my personal Facebook because I don't want people to think that I think that they care about my life. Is that weird? Like, to be like, you want to know about the successes that my kids are having, or you want, like, there's a lot of people, there are people who post that stuff on it, and they're probably just very proud of their family members, or of themselves, or whatever it is. It's probably completely and totally good and fine and everything, but I don't want people to follow me, or to be friends with me, or connected to me, to be like, Annie's just really killing it in life. Like, look at all these things that she's doing all the time. So I just assume that people don't want to see that, so I don't post it, which is why I say when I do put stuff out on social media, it's really because I want to see it the next time that we come around to that point in the year.
You are overthinking it a little bit.
Oh,
but,
sure, I'm overthinking it.
But it is also a great place. I recommend keeping Facebook, though, because it is a great place to promote your books. That's pretty much why I
don't
use
have
it.
Any books.
Well, then you need to start writing, clearly.
I'm going to tell all about you.
That's fine. You don't know me well enough that I don't think you know any of my deep, dark dirt.
I don't think that matters. I'll just make it up.
Well, I will stay on Facebook and counter.
You can write a follow-up. See what we're doing here?
I'm not going to write a follow-up to me. I'm going to write one about you.
Which book would sell more?
I think the one about you, which says a lot about my popularity.
Or your writing skills.
That's also possible.
And creativity.
Mm-hmm. It'll be an anti-frag tell-all, but it'll just be more grocery items.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about... I've been reading a lot about media and specifically radio. People will talk about radio as... It's interesting. For a long time, radio was kind of like the dying industry. But there's kind of been a parsing of that now because talk radio has actually seen some resurgence due to podcasting. People are now more inclined to listen to talking because podcasts have become more popular. And then you realize that, oh, radio is a live podcast, which gives it an element of excitement that podcasting doesn't have. Podcasting, to some extent, there has to be some shelf life to a podcast. If you're huge and you're Joe Rogan and you're... How often does he do one? Every week?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Three times a week, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty long.
They're 3 hours. Because I subscribe to him on YouTube and I watch a lot of the snippets that JRE Clips puts up. I love watching them. But whenever he's got somebody on that's interesting, if I've got kids in the room... And it's 3 hours. It's like, I can't do that. That's not for me. There are plenty of people who are listening to it. Joe Rogan doesn't need me. But I appreciate what he's doing so much. If Joe Rogan did a radio show, how successful would it be? It'd be huge.
It'd be probably the number one radio show in the world.
The portability and the flexibility that Joe Rogan has to podcast makes that an obvious I totally get why he's not like, I really need to get into radio so that I have to be in the exact same spot every weekday from noon to three or whatever it might be. He's made it in a different realm, of course, and radio, I think, would certainly add to what he's doing, but it wouldn't be necessary at all. But I do think the podcasting has made radio more relevant. But what has to happen at the same time with radio in order for us to stay relevant is to try to think forward in a digital way so that we can add all of these digital elements to what we're doing in a pretty old, yes, but like the longevity behind radio is pretty significant. Radio has had an enormous impact in the course of history, in the course of time. If there is an emergency that happens, a radio might be the only thing that you have to connect to what is going on in the world. So having an actual radio, like how many of you folks have a radio in your home? I know a lot of people who listen to our show on their smart devices. You tell it to tune in to 97.1. I, out of respect to you, I'm not going to talk to her right now and tell it to do this. But a lot of people do consume our broadcast through a smart speaker. How many of you, when you're talking about preparing for disasters, how many of you have a battery-powered radio in your home in case of an emergency?
Yeah, we have one.
Mine cranks.
Yours cranks. We have weather radios, which I ended up getting after we went to Joplin and helped clean up after that tornado. It was hugely impactful to be on the ground there and just see everything gone for as far as you could see. So we have a medium. It's not going to go away, but it does have to refine itself all of the time. So I'm constantly looking at the different types of social media that are out there so that we can integrate them into our show and be forward thinking. And I mean... Brad, you definitely know this as much as anyone. Ethan, you've worked on a lot of different radio shows in your time here at Odyssey. Like, we're constantly trying to push the envelope on what we can do next, how we can be better, how we can be forward thinking, which is where the YouTube comes in. And the videos, the amount of videos that we put out afterwards and everything. That's why I'm always telling you to go to YouTube to vote in the poll. We're trying to connect on a one-to-one level with you as much as we possibly can, so that we can be one step ahead of the game. Because that's where radio is going. Radio is not going anywhere, but it is going to change. It is going to evolve. And we're always trying to be ahead of it. But it's just...
It's diversifying.
Yeah.
Is this your big lead up to an announcement that we're going to start broadcasting on Reddit?
No. But I think that Reddit...
Can you do that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that
can we do it anonymously? We just have like like smiley faces over our faces. Nobody knows who we really are.
It's called the show.
The thing about Reddit that is interesting to me is that message boards are a very old internet thing. Just straight up message boards where people will go. And that's what Reddit is. So it's kind of in that same vein. It's old internet, which internet is older than Ethan, but not older than us, unfortunately.
It's older than us if you believe Al Gore.
What do you want me to say?
I'm too young to get that joke.
Yeah.
Just laugh. Exactly. Enjoy it. Just enjoy yourself. There you go. We're all having a good time.
That's what we always say about
Ryan's
jokes.
You're so funny, Ryan.
Thank you.
Knock it off. The idea that Reddit is like a platform that is super old, but then you get into it and you're like, I love this. Or at least I do. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed that. You enjoyed the thread I sent you, right?
Man, can we at least say the topic? We don't have to go into it.
You can.
It is about farts. On dates.
You guys can't even... That's all it takes for you to...
Well, it's really funny. It's a really funny thread.
People are making a lot of their own personal life experience suggestions on what they do at the event.
Yeah.
And y'all have been creative. It's mostly women who don't know what to do.
Which was very eye-opening.
Oh, man. And nose plugging. Let's take a quick break. We come back, more Any Fry Show right around the corner. We're going to discuss this real quick when we come back, and then Ethan will give us the results at the end of the show. Are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government? The Democrats say you only got to pick one. So if you had to pick, which one would you choose? Go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry and you'll see we're broadcasting live there. And in the live chat portion of the live broadcast, you vote. We'll be right back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. The YouTube live chat poll, are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government? Brad, this is kind of the thing that was posed to us in that conversation with the minority representative, minority party representative in that Doge subcommittee hearing. Watching Elon Musk navigate a lot of what is being thrown at him right now, he's clearly public enemy number one for the Democrats.
He's out there, he's the one making moves, but I look at this strategy. Elon Musk, A, is tough. He doesn't really care what other people think. I've watched his career for a long time, and he's about finding the right ideas and finding good ideas. So he's the right person to step in here and be the one to suffer the slings and arrows for Doge. But I think that they don't like him because he's exposing a lot of corruption.
He's standing next yesterday to Donald Trump. Donald Trump sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And you've got Elon Musk standing to Donald Trump's right. He's got X, his son, on his shoulders. It's like kind of, you know, just like a little kid would do. I don't know. How's his oldest kid? Maybe 5. And he's just talking about what Doge is doing. They're right there in the Oval Office explaining exactly what it is that they're doing immediately, directly to the press. It's just amazing.
And this is big numbers. We're talking about $100 to $200 billion a year.
Sure.
Serious money.
Mr. Musk, you said on X that an example of the fraud that you have cited was $50 million of condoms was sent to Gaza. But after fact check this, apparently Gaza in Mozambique, and the program was to protect them against HIV. So can you correct the statements? It wasn't sent to Hamas, actually. It was sent to Mozambique, which makes sense why condoms were sent there.
Yeah.
And how can we make sure that all the statements that you said were correct, so we can trust what you say?
Well, first of all, some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes. I'm not sure we should be sending $50 million worth of condoms to anywhere, frankly. I'm not sure that's something Americans would be really excited about. And that is really an enormous number of condoms, if you think about it. But if it went to Mozambique instead of Gaza, I'm like, okay, that's not as bad, but still, why are we doing that?
So he says, that's really an enormous amount of condoms. And Donald Trump is just sitting there letting Elon Musk do his thing. His son, X, that's his name, is on Elon Musk's shoulders. Elon Musk has his black Make America Great Again hat on, and his son, just as a 5-year-old would do, has his hands like folded. He looks so bored. He's with dad. He's in the Oval Office. He's sitting next to Donald Trump. He's like, Dad, can we do something cool? And you got Elon Musk sitting there going like, okay, we're happy to correct the record anytime that we need to. The $50 million in condoms to Mozambique as opposed to Hamas, I understand the correction that's needed there, so we're going to correct the record. Although, in Elon Musk's words, that's an enormous amount of condoms. On that, hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you. I've got the coat on.
I bought that for you.
I keep this coat for one event per year, and it is the weather report.
Did you go?
I did.
How was it?
It's snowing.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. We have a video to share.
All right. We'll do that when we come back.
With you at some point. I don't know.
You should, Ethan, why don't you upload it to StreamYard and we can play it directly from there. If you get the file locally somewhere, then you can just pull it and load it right into the videos on StreamYard. And did you use any profanity?
I think it's only profanity.
Is there any nudity?
Yeah. Well, I got the code on,
all
but
right,
nothing
we'll
else.
Air it in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Steve's out of town.
That's why we're doing all this?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What else do you guys want to see? You let us know. Now's the time.
Brad, shave your beard.
How's your beard doing?
Not great. It's kind of ratty. It's coming back in.
It looks more like you don't look so much like you did on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be slow. I think by the time we get to Monday, it'll start to look like a beard again. Right now, it just looks kind of gross.
Did you hear Elon Musk's comments from the Oval Office?
I listened to that whole thing yesterday.
Isn't it amazing to listen to, I mean, if the phrase is frequently democracy in action, but you listen to what the Democrats are shouting about all of this stuff with Elon Musk being done in secret and everything. And it's really not being done in secret. It's as transparent as I've ever seen government be, watching him comb through all of these things that were kind of secretive in the way that the American tax dollar was originally being spent. It feels like that was the secret part of it. And then he's out there with his team weeding out all of this spending and tweeting about it, posting about it on X, so that, yeah, we can actually get to the bottom of where our tax dollars are going. And then he's explaining
there's
the process.
There's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government. And if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy. We live in a bureaucracy. It's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the president, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large unelected bureaucracy. This is not to say that there are good people who are in the federal bureaucracy, but you can't have an autonomous federal bureaucracy. You have to have one that is responsive to the people. That's the whole point of a democracy.
Listen to him. The way he's explaining this, straight to the face of the media that's asking these questions. And, you know, honestly, I don't think that the media, I think a portion of them are still as hateful as they've always been. They're just not being as effective. But Donald Trump has taken the media, the hateful media's ability away for them to win these wars because he talks directly to the people. The media can't speak for Donald Trump. They tried to ice him out and they were completely unsuccessful in doing it, so much so that he's sitting again at the Resolute desk. What a gift Elon Musk is.
And I love that he started this whole thing by saying that, because that is the whole point. It's keep your eye on the ball. This is what's going on here. Remember, you have a fourth branch of government that does not exist in our Constitution right now that needs to be accountable. And he's saying that at the onset of this press conference. The other great thing is that you have so many people, I think we've alluded to this before. Normally, if you see a press conference happening in the Oval Office with somebody standing next to the president, the majority of America does not care one bit about whatever that is. But when it's Elon Musk standing next to Donald Trump, people are pretty interested in what that's going to be. Not 100% of everybody, but it's way more attention grabbing. And that is a huge part of this, is keeping people aware of what is happening. The transparency is about as good as you could be.
I want to, before we take a break here, and we've got the video, we're going to play that when we come back, of Ryan's weather report. Just in case anybody doesn't know what's happening today, we've got you covered. Because that's what we're about here in 97.1 FM Talk. I always have to look at that sign to remember what our name is.
It's the Annie Fry Show. You
yeah, I know that one. No, I know that one.
Oh, yeah?
It's the one behind Brad's head.
Oh.
97.1 FM Talk.
You forget the name of the station?
Well, I've been here for 16 years, And it's been named a few different things. I like this one.
Okay.
Chicago Sun-Times reports within the last couple hours, Michael Madigan, guilty of bribery, conspiracy, and wire fraud. From the Chicago Sun-Times, authored by John Seidel. And let's see here. It says, a federal jury has found former Illinois House Speaker Michael J. Madigan guilty of bribery, conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. In a partial verdict announced Wednesday morning, jurors found Madigan guilty of 10 counts against him and not guilty of 7 others. The jury reached no verdict on 6 other counts, including a charge of racketeering conspiracy. Madigan watched as the verdict was brought to the judge. As it was read, he looked toward the floor, giving no expression as the counts were announced, both guilty and not guilty, occasionally giving a slight nod. As he left the courtroom, Madigan was met by his 2 daughters, Tiffany and Nicole, who had been seated in the front row. They touched his shoulder and followed him out. The verdict came nearly 65 hours into the jurors' deliberations in the case against Madigan, who broke records as the longest-serving state House leader in the nation before a widening federal corruption probe forced him from office in 2021. Let's see here. Madigan was found guilty on 10 counts related to Commonwealth Edison and for efforts to secure a state board seat for former 25th Ward Alderman Danny Solis. He was found not guilty, or there was no verdict on racketeering conspiracy count related to an apartment project, a parking lot in Chinatown, and AT&T legislation. The verdict count here, racketeering conspiracy, no verdict. Conspiracy with ComEd, guilty. Bribery for the ComEd board seat, not guilty. Bribery with the ComEd payments to Zalewski in 2018, guilty. Use of a facility to promote unlawful activity with ComEd, Madigan, guilty. Bribery, ComEd payments to Olivio, Nice, and Zalewski in 2019, Madigan, guilty. Use of a facility to promote unlawful activity with ComEd, this one, not guilty. Wire fraud, the state board, guilty. 3 times, 3 different counts there. Bribery with the state board, not guilty. 3 times on use of a facility to promote unlawful activity with the state board, guilty. And then they go on to have a few more where he's not guilty and no verdict. So Mike Madigan, a name that I used to say a lot on the show, haven't said lately because he's been dealing with all of this, found guilty on 10 counts against him. Good. Probably should have been more, but we'll find out what the sentencing means after all of this. It's an important thing in the state of Illinois. The corruption went straight through Mike Madigan. He was the person who had his finger on everything, his thumb on everything. And I guess maybe he'll go to jail. I guess we'll see.
No idea.
No idea. We'll follow it, though, and we will keep you up to date. Quick break when we come back. A weather report from the weather department, which happens once a year.
It does. It's about that time.
Yeah, it's February. It could happen again this year. You never know.
This is the one you get, though.
This is the one I get?
Yeah.
We'll see. Is this one good? You happy with this one?
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you mail it in?
No, I didn't mail it in.
Okay.
I went for it.
All right. Stick around on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We will watch it and, of course, listen to it on 97.1 FM Talk next. This was such a huge hit. What year would this have been? 94, maybe?
I'd say 95. Yeah, right around there.
Was it OMC? They were Australian. Australian or whatever. And
1996.
96. Being that my grandmother was from Australia, I just felt like super connected to this song.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that I was, but I don't even know what they're song. What are they singing? I mean, obviously How Bizarre, but like, what is this? What is the rest of the song about?
Yeah. Brother Pele's in the back, sweet Zena's in the front, cruising down the freeway
in
the
hot sun.
I think it's about hanging out. I don't think there's much more to it.
Well, that's a great song. Are you ready to see your weather report?
I haven't seen it or heard it yet. So.
I hope it's great. This is Ryan Wiggins. Of course, when the weather gets this way and we are forced to come into work while everybody else is working remotely, since everybody has adapted to that in post-COVID world, everybody understands how to do their job from home. We can't. So we're here. So Ryan Wiggins, and I hope like any good reporter, you acknowledged your cameraman, Ethan Hannaford, from the rooftop here.
Well, I didn't say it directly in the video.
Yeah, you just take
off the glory. I talked to the camera.
Yeah.
But not to Ethan.
Not to Ethan?
No.
It felt like he was talking to me, though.
All right. Well, let's watch this weather report from about 15 minutes ago here.
Look, you don't need this. This is a weather report. I'm up on the roof. It's a shot. Hey, you can see it's snowing. This is completely unnecessary. But this is what we do. We're the media. We assume you are a complete idiot. And you have no idea that it's snowing. So look, you can see it. Now you believe it. Because the media told you to. I mean, this is not a real job. This is not a real microphone. It's not plugged in. And it's a good thing that it's not, because it's a curling iron. The only way that this report is going to matter at all is if in post, I tell
in
you,
post.
This isn't even snow. It's chemtrails. This is the world we live in. So hashtag chemtrails.
No, don't do that. It went south fast. What are you doing? Chemtrails?
Look, you want the hits or not?
Will you please report from the Mark Cox Morning Show? I had nothing to do with that.
I was crying.
It's for clicks. For clicks. This is the game we play.
Did you break my curling iron?
Yes. Over my knee, because I was so mad. I want credit because when we walked up, there was a sign on the door that said, roof closed.
Not for the media.
Not for the media. We
go
media
where the
passes.
Story.
We showed them our microphone. They're like, all right.
Who's them?
The door man.
There's nobody up
there.
Door
guy.
Yeah, the doorman.
The YouTube live chat poll for today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, live broadcast. You can go to the live chat portion of the live broadcast and tell us, are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government? The choice that the Democrats say that you must make. Care about one or the other? First of all, we did hear them complaining about the fact that Donald Trump hasn't lowered prices on everything. He's not been president for a month. My recollection is that Joe Biden was president for 4 years and the prices on everything went up the whole time.
Wasn't enough time. Needed a second term.
Apparently, he just needed three more weeks and it would have gotten done the trick. What do you think about this poll?
Very much in the long-term fix versus the short-term fix here. So government is way more important because the price of eggs will come down soon. I don't know when, but that's a short-term problem with the chickens.
Let's talk about that, though. Like, there's a bird flu thing, right?
Yeah, there is.
It's not just the price of goods is up. There was was it in Texas? There was a bird problem, a chicken problem, and they had to kill a bunch of chickens.
Yeah, they killed a lot of chickens.
So when you have supply and demand and you wipe out a huge portion of the supply, it really doesn't matter who's in charge, if it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The price is going to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
Or a lot of it.
I think most people know that that's why this is. The argument is so stupid.
I wish what people would do is look at this as an opportunity to advocate for not having to rely on the government at all in order to price control your eggs. And you should get your own chickens and then realize how self-sustenance is really the key to not having to worry about these types of things.
Government is my answer. The government needs to be fixed.
Government. How did Ronald Reagan say government?
Government.
Government?
Yep.
We should get back to doing that. We should bring that back.
That? Just the pronunciation of the word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had Dory Murdoch tell us to tear down this wall when he was talking about the Vatican today.
That was great.
Yeah.
That made Mr. me laugh. Pope, tear down this wall, is what he said.
I don't know if he was serious. He might have been. He's serious enough. What do you think, Brad? On the YouTube poll, are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government?
Listen, there is no aspect of my life that the government isn't trying to get its fingers into, and my life is directly affected by the government way more than the price of eggs. I cannot eat eggs for a while until the price comes down and all that other stuff, so I'm voting government.
Ethan?
I mean, I think that in the long run, the price of government will eventually affect the price of eggs, will it not? Or just the price of everything. So I think that you could argue that voting for government is voting for kind of everything. So I would say government.
This is a smart answer. Did you hear what Ethan just said?
Uh-uh. I was looking at Facebook.
He was really without paying any attention.
No, you weren't.
I was. My friend, my friend Kate got a haircut.
Did you do it?
No, not like yours. So it's shorter.
How many inches do you think you cut off my hair?
3.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Is that about right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That much?
Mm-hmm. I did way more than that.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
He took some liberties.
I did. That's the first thing my wife said when she saw it, too. She said, whoa, that is more than an inch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how to respond to that.
Regarding the YouTube poll, like, obviously the answer is government. I don't know who's voting for eggs. Yes,
8%.
8%. That's a little scoop.
Ethan, why don't you go ahead and give us the results?
How familiar, give me like on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most you could possibly be, how familiar with the original 1994 classic Disney film, Beauty and the Beast?
1 to 10, I would say I'm a 7.
So you feel pretty good about it.
I kind of know it.
Yeah, I'd probably give it an 8.
Yeah, I mean, probably 7 or 8.
This isn't how much you like it.
No, it's just like how much you know. Because I'm going to reference it right now, and I want to see if this is in the 7 or 8.
Doge is like a rose. Shush,
no, stop talking. No.
How much would it cost?
Stop! My analogy, and we're running out of time. You know, in the beginning of the movie where the song is Belle, where she's going through the town and she goes to the library or whatever, there is this woman. She's just a very small part of this. It's the song is called Belle. What do they say? Bonjour. They go around. Bonjour. They say bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah.
First and foremost, have you ever seen the parody online that takes bonjour out and replaces it with "Hey, girl"?
No.
Hi, Barbie.
Every time I come across that, I have to go watch it, and I laugh out loud the whole time.
I've never seen that.
Hey, girl. The whole time instead of bonjour. But anyway, there's this lady in that song, because she's around all the townspeople, and there is a lady that she's like, I need 6 eggs! Do you know that lady?
No.
It's like the one person in Disney cartoons that I relate to the most. That's actually like my name in Disney forms, is I need 6 eggs.
Okay.
It's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That's all the story.
Well, really? Yeah. Can I read into what you were going for there?
Sure.
So the candle guy, he's like the Panama Canal. And the beast is government. And it needs to be
changed.
Killed.
No.
No?
You don't know Beauty and the Beast.
I don't remember how the film ends. I thought that Gaston killed him.
He turns into a man.
There's also
a beautiful prince.
Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie, probably. I think, yeah. She's my favorite princess. But there's a PowerPoint that also exists on the internet that proves why Gaston would have been the better choice, that Belle made the wrong choice with the Beast. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And then I read it and I was like, I think Gaston was the better choice.
The clock guy.
Cogsworth.
Is both Denmark and Greenland because of the internal conflict.
Oh my God.
And
Tick-tock.
Belle represents the American taxpayer.
Tulsi Gabbard.
That's what I meant.
She's about to be sworn in.
Mm-hmm. Just like Belle.
She was sworn in.
She was sworn into the castle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she met the beast, the government.
Tulsi has met
somebody, and she killed it.
Somebody tuned in to hear Mark Raiden.
Who's on assignment.
He just didn't want to be associated. Yeah. He's like, I'm sick of being backed up to the show.
Every day at 3, he's like, okay, clean palette, everybody.
Yeah, everybody
we're
pretend
gonna reset.
That didn't happen. Ethan, you want to hit us up with the results again?
Gladly. 299 votes.
How did it turn out?
Come on, 300 votes.
On today's YouTube
Get on there quickly. You got 50 seconds.
I'll talk slowly. Are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government?
Government.
We're still at government. We're still at 299 votes, so I've tried to stretch it out as long as I possibly could.
Just
I kind of teased it earlier, and it's still 8% in favor of the eggs. The other 92%. are in favor of the government.
And in case anybody forgot, don't you forget about...
Which side are you on? Yeah. Which side are you on?
Yeah, Mark Reardon, you heard it here first.
300 votes!
300 votes! Thanks for being with us. Mark Reardon Show next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.